it's just me. Maybe I like things cold. Are you guys hot?
Yeah, hot.
Erla, no? No? John, you're hot, right? John, are you? We're good to go? Okay, awesome. Well, I'm always hot. I don't know why. My dad and mom are hot people, but I'm not as hot as them because I go in their house. And you know that feeling when you walk outside and it's minus 40 and you're like, oh, that hurts. And you in seconds can't feel your fingers. That's how it is when I walk into my parents. Sometimes I come in and it's like plus one outside, plus two. And I'm like, maybe I'll go back outside. It's a little warmer out there. They keep it brisk. I think if they could, they'd run their air conditioning in the summer or in the winter. But that's good. That's right. So this is the last Sunday where we're talking about what is love. And I want to talk about what is love, the greatest command that we were given. And you know, what does that mean? Well, as we've discovered the past few weeks, 2 weeks ago we talked about the four types of love that were described in the Bible. Eros, storge, philia, and agape. Four unique types of love, four unique characteristics of love, which are described as a romantic love, a family love, a brotherly love or friendship love, and then God's divine love. And then last week, we really focused on agape. This love that is the highest form of love. It's the form of love that defines God's immeasurable, God's incomparable love for humankind, for peoplekind. It is a divine love that comes from God. Agape love is perfect. It's unconditional. It doesn't matter. It's not based on anything we do. It's based on who God is. It's a sacrificial love, and it's pure. Like I say, it isn't based on what we do, and that's why we know it's a pure love. If it was based on what we're doing, then it's not going to be a pure love because it's a reward love. But it's a pure love that's unconditional. It's a sacrificial love. And Jesus demonstrated this divine love to his Father and to all humanity through the way he lived and by his death. Didn't he? This unconditional love for us. And we're called to do this as believers. We're called to give this type of love to others. So love has something to do with who we are. It's something that as imitators of Christ, as Christians, we need to do. So what are we called to do? Jesus tells us that we're to make disciples. And it's not just good enough that we make disciples, but we need to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples who make disciples who make disciples. We're to create this. We're supposed to live out like Christ because Christ didn't just make somebody like him and say, okay, now you're a Christian and go hide in your room. But they went out and they preached the good news, didn't they? They went and preached the goodness of God, the goodness of who Jesus was. They made disciples. Who made disciples? And we do this by living out the commandments that Jesus gave to us. So Matthew 22, 37 to 40, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Everything that we do, everything that we are, hangs on these two commandments. that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and that we love our neighbor as ourselves. So the first and greatest commandment Jesus told us about who we are is to what? Love God. It's the biggest thing we can do. Love God. And the second biggest thing we can do is love others. James 4:8, we can read, come near to God and he will come near to you. So the question is, we're supposed to love the Lord our God with our heart, all our strength, all our soul, all our might, all our being, everything. But why? Why do we love God? Why should we love God? I think the first thing is we love and worship God because of who he is. Because he is love. Because he loves us, no matter what. That should be the first good reason to love him, to worship him. We are his creation, and all of his creation is everywhere. You open the window and wipe your sleep from your eyes, the first thing that you open your eyes to is his creation. It's pretty amazing. I think another good reason why we can love God above all else, why we can worship God, is because there is none other like him. No one is even comparable. Mel, you're a great guy. You're nowhere near God. There is none like God. There is none like God. This rubbish that people worship other gods like Buddhas and stuff, there is none like God. None like God. God, he's indescribable how good he is, how great God is. I can say words till I'm blue in the face all day for the next week. And you know what? I'm still going to do a pretty poor job of describing how great our God is. We can't describe how great he is. There is none like him. Another thing is our God is the beginning and the end. He has no beginning because he is the beginning. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. So you know what that means? It means I'm not first. And that really messes with our Western culture again. Because we like to think that we're pretty important here in North America, don't we? We like to think, well, you know, I'm Dave Misko. I'm a pretty important person. I don't matter a hill of beans because my God is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. When time began, he was there because he started it. He is God. And he is worthy of our love and our praise. So how do we know we serve a loving God then? Well, first off, we have God's word, the Bible. Still has all the answers the last I checked. All the answers that we ever need, he gave us in his word. And as far as I know, well, first off, I missed an enter there. But prayer is still the most important and powerful communication tool to talk to God, because prayer is our communication, our discussion with God. So we have a one-on-one discussion opportunity with the creator of the universe. Some people want an opportunity to talk to Wayne Gretzky. John Wayne, you get to talk to Father God. You get to talk to God Almighty, our Father, the first and the last, beginning and the end, Alpha and Omega. You get to talk to him. So now tell me, do you think God loves you? Yeah. Exactly. We know it because we get to talk to him. And guess what? He talks to us, not just through his word, but when we talk to him and listen to what he has to say, he talks back. The third way I know that God loves us and we serve a loving God is Holy Spirit still moves in this world. Holy Spirit still directs us and guides us. The fourth way is people will praise the Lord. That's how I know. Because he loves us and we praise his name. If we're praising his name is being glorified. If we didn't have a reason to glorify his name, then why would we know he loves us? Do you know what I mean? If he's not showing himself to us daily, we have no reason to praise his name. Right? So because he's showing himself to us, we have very good reason to praise his name, which means that he wants to talk to us, which means he wants to hear from us. You know how in the election, and it's like, let your voice be heard? This is the real way to let your voice be heard. Sing praises to his name. Sing praises to our Father. A fifth way that I know that God loves us is God continues to pour out his blessings on his people. Does he just leave us? Does he just ditch us and say, well, you're there in Rosetown, so good luck? I'll check back up on you in 75 years and see how you're doing. He's talking to us. He's pouring his blessings on us. He's loving us. The sixth way, we may not be saved. Not everybody may be saved, at all the times in their life. But you know what? As long as you have breath in your lungs, there's room for you because of the cross. All you have to do is ask. And Father has sent Jesus for you. God sent Jesus for you on the cross. All you have to do is ask. There's always room for you on that cross. Because God loves you. God loves us. Seventh thing is Jesus loves you. He sent Jesus for you. He sent Jesus for us, for me. Jesus loves us, and he will do anything in his power to come in relationship with us. He died on a cross to reconcile us to God. Jesus will do anything to get to know us and for us to want to connect with him. All we have to do is ask. That's how I know that our God loves us, because he gave us his word. Because we can still talk to him through prayer. Because the Holy Spirit is still at work. Because we're still able to praise his name. Because he pours his blessings out on us. Because there's always opportunity for us to come back to him and reconcile to him. And because he will do anything to allow us to be saved, and he wants to know us. Like we said, John 13, 34 and 35 says, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Then we can read in 1 John 3:11, for this is the message you heard from the beginning. You've heard this message from the beginning, that we should love one another. So beyond knowing that we serve a loving God, that he loves us, and that we should love him, we also need to love one another. Because we heard it from the beginning. Whoa, I almost ripped that off my head. Because we should love one another. Guys, this is one of these most important things we're going to hear. 1 John 4:7-21 says, "Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from God." Why? Because it is who God is love. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. Can you say that with me? God is love. God is love. Verse 9. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but what? But that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that God has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has sent for us. God is love. Whoever lives in God and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us. So we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. This is what we talked about last week. If we love God and God loves us, then why are we scared? Because perfect love drives out fear. Because fear has to do with punishment. And the one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates his brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this commandment: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. See, it's a long verse, long scripture there. But what do we take from that? What are some important takeaways? If you can't look around the room and love the people in the room, how can you love God? How can you say you love God? Because it says there, how do you love a God that you can't see, but you can't love your brothers and sisters that are right in front of you? It's basically what it's saying to you. And you can say, well, I don't like his hair, or I don't like how he picks his nose. I don't like how he does this. I don't like how he does that. How can you pick everything about your brother and sister and say you love God on the other side of your cheek? You can't. See, we've talked about this the past 2 weeks. We need to love our brothers. We need to love our sisters. We need to love them with that agape love, that unconditional love. Doesn't matter if you haven't seen them in a year. We still need to love them. And when we come together, guess what? It should be like no time has passed. Because guess what? That's how God loves us. If we haven't talked to God in a year, do you think God's, when we talk to him after a year and we're like, "Dear God," he's like, "Who are you? Who are you again?" Tapping on the phone. "This is a new number?" No, that's not how God is. Our God loves us. And God's like, we call and we say, "God, I need you. And he's like, my son or my daughter, I love you. See, that's how we're supposed to treat our brothers and sisters as well. See, how do we love a God that we can't see? If we're treating people that we see all the time or every year like trash, like garbage, we need to love everyone with this agape love. We can't have one without the other. Do you know what I'm saying? It's not a one and a two, though. It's a 1-2. It's like a, I don't know, what's that dance where the slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Somebody help me here. It's country music dance. See people doing the arm swing. Two-step, right? When they're doing a two-step, come on, John, you know the two-step. But I remember when I'm remembering from school, it's like a slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. And that quick, quick, it's because it happens. It's not a one, okay. Okay, it's right over there now. It's love God, love people, love God, love people, love God, love people. It's always 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. It's actually not even a 1-2, 1-2. It's a 1A, 1B. We have to love. Now you're cold, see?
Yeah. I'll
turn it up a little. It's a continual 1A, 1B, 1A, 1B. We need to love God, love people, love God, love people, love God, love people. And you know what? You can't say, I love God, but I don't like Mel. I love God, I don't like Mel. I love God, I don't like Mel. It's I love God, I love people. I love God, I love people. I love God, I love people. I love God, I don't love John. I love God, I don't love John. No, it's a love God, love John. Love God, love John. Because we've got to love each other. We can't say we love God if we don't love each other. I've been beating this home for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, because it's so important. It doesn't matter if our feelings get hurt. We got to love people. It doesn't matter if I've had some injuries on my heart from people in the past. I still got to love people because God tells me I've got to love God and love people. And you know what? There's those unlovable people. We talked about them too, didn't we? And we've got to love them. There's always those unlovable people. And it's like, oh, see them across the street. I'm going to go to the other side of the street so I don't have to talk to them because they drive me crazy. No! Love God, love people, love God, love people, love God, love people. Because it's what we're called to do. If we're not, and it's seems like a very simple message this week, doesn't it? Love God and love people. Then why do we struggle with it? Why do we struggle with it? I don't know. But I think, what's that? Human, exactly. That's what I was gonna say. I think it has something to do with us being people. But we need to talk to God. We need to rely on God to help maybe heal some of our heart wounds that were hurt. Maybe we need to spend a little bit of time with Father to understand his characteristics that God is love. Because maybe we're missing that. But we need to have a full understanding of what this verse says, that God is love. And we need to love one another because he's called us to. So let's read that again. 1 John 4, 7-20. I want to read this again, guys, because I think this needs to be impactful on us. We need to fully grasp this one. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know. See? How much truth is there to that? If I love the way God's told me to love, then I must know him. But if I'm not loving everyone the way God has told me to love, then I must not fully know God. I must not be able to understand who he is and his character. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son, who is Jesus, into this world that we might live through him, that we might show love. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. See, it's not anything we do. He already loved us. He already loved us. It doesn't matter what we do. He loves us. He loves us. Doesn't matter. That's a period. That's an exclamation mark at the end of it. God loves us. Doesn't say God loves you when you brush your teeth and you do your hair just right. God loves you. And he sent his Son Jesus for you. Period. Done. God loves you. But I'm unlovable. You know, I got that bad BO and I got this and I got that. Doesn't matter. God loves you. And likewise, then I love you. I should love you. And guess what? Mel should love you. Earl should love you. Because we're called to love. This is love. Not that we loved God, but he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. See, when we love others, we're completing his love. We're doing what he told us. He told us to love one another. Does that mean we're just supposed to love the people in these four walls? No. By us loving outside of these four walls, or eight walls, or however many walls you want to say we have in this building, by us loving out there, we're completing his love. We're doing what he's called us to do, and love people. Love people is what we're being told to do there. It's not just love the folks in your church because, you know, they get it. They understand it. They'll love you back. No, love people. Because we're to make his love complete on earth. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit. What is his Spirit? His Spirit is love. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Why on earth would God send his Son to be the Savior of the world? Because he loves us. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God, and we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God. Not Love Saskatchewan, but lives in love with God. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. So in this world, we are to love like Jesus. There is no fear in love. That means when we're living in love, we have nothing to fear, because we are living in perfect love. But perfect love drives out that fear, because fear has to do with punishment. When we're living in love, when we're living in God, we're connected to him. There's no fear of punishment when you're connected to God, because who's going to punish you? You're with the Creator of the universe. The Alpha and the Omega. The beginning and the end. You're with them. You're connected to them. When you're living according to his purposes and his principles, which is love, how can you be punished? You can't be. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. You need to shed that fear and just love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates his brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. 1A1B. We need to love God and we need to love each other. We need to love people. I know some people don't like necessarily maybe when I say on our sign, we love God by loving people. How do we say we love God, though, if we don't love people? We're a completion of his love. When we love people, we're completing his love. That's what he's told us to do. That's what he said in Scripture. We're completing his love when we love others. We need to make his joy complete. 1A1B. Love God, love John, love God, love Erla. Sorry. Can't say it fast enough. I need a faster tongue. I need to be an auctioneer. We need to love each other. We need to love people. 1A1B. We cannot love God without loving people. Fact. If we want to complain about somebody, if we want to pick about somebody, try looking at how God looks at them. Because God looks at us all with love. Think about the prodigal son. God didn't say, you were out sleeping with loose women and spending my money gambling and partying. I don't want no part of you. No. What did he say? Get him a robe. We're going to feast tonight because my son is home. Has nothing to do with what he did. Who is he? He's my son and I love him. That's all that matters. My daughter and I love her. It's all that matters. I love her. I love him. That's all that matters. So that he's saying, I love you. That's all that matters. Period. Now finish my love on the earth. Love me, love people. 1A1B. You're going to be saying that, I hope, all day and remembering what that means. Love God, love people, love God, love people, love God, love people. Because you can't love God if you don't love people. It says that right there. How can you say you love me and you don't love people? If you don't love people, you don't know me. This is huge for us. We need to understand we need to love people. It's funny because I shared with the search committee when I was going through the process with them, and I said, you know, there was a time where I could never have been, I never could have seen myself as a senior pastor somewhere, a lead pastor somewhere. Couldn't have. People annoyed me too much. They drove me crazy. And then you know what? It's funny. Because I went through some stuff in our last church. I was serving on the board, serving in the church in various roles. And the church went through a big mess, big hard time. And it was like people were talking negatively about you. People were beating you down. People were trying to take stabbing shots at you. And you know what? You know what I really wanted to do as a person? I want to say, forget you, pal. But you know what I did? Because I was called to love by God. I loved God. I couldn't say, forget you, pal. My heart broke for those people. I love them. Humanly, you might have wanted to punch him in the nose. But God didn't say that. God said, love me, love people. Love me, love people. Love me, love people. Love me, love people. Didn't he? People, when it, as people, it's easier to want to punch someone in the nose, isn't it? When they make you mad or pull their ear. Come here. Get out of my house. No. God says, love me, love people. Love me, love people. When things are going bad and you want to say, get out of here. Leave me alone. Love me, love people. Love me, love people. Love me, love people. We need to love him. We need to love people. If we don't love the people, how can we say we love God? Guys, make his love complete. Love him while loving people. 1A, 1B, 1A, 1B, 1A, 1B. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes your heart hurts. But in the end, you're making his love complete to those people. And it's not about you. As hard as it can be sometimes, it's not about us. It's always about him. It's always about God. He was getting whipped and beaten. He was on a cross being suffocating, dying. They're gambling for his clothes at his feet. And what did he say to them? Exactly, I forgive you. He loved them. It's not like sometimes you hear, you're lucky I'm not there, pal. You're lucky I'm not down there. You wouldn't be auctioning off my clothes, gambling for my clothes. I love you. That's what he said. I love you. Forgive you. If we're to be imitators of Christ, we need to love God and love people. 1A, 1B. He was being crucified, and he still loved them. He still forgave them. What are you willing to do? You willing to love them? Even if they're beating you up? Even when it's tough? Or you want to run across to the other side of the street so you don't have to look at them? Yeah, no, we'll talk. I just got to run to the bathroom. Somebody tell me when they're gone. No. We got to love people. We got to love them. Because why? Because we need to make his love complete. 1A, 1B. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for your love. God, we thank you for your love. You love us no matter what. Father, if we hurt you, if we're negative, if we're not loving others like you've called us to do, God, we need to love others just like you've asked us to do. So God, if we're putting ourselves before them and before other people, Father, we pray that you would forgive us of that. And God, allow us to understand the importance of loving others and loving you. God, allow us to understand how it's 1A, 1B. Father, let us make your love complete on this earth. Father, with our neighbors. Father, with those around us. God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his willingness to be a sacrifice. Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that you loved us. thank you, Father. Jesus, we thank you that you didn't get angry. You didn't get vengeful. You didn't get off that cross, but you said, I forgive you. I love you. Even when we don't deserve it, you're there for us. You love us. God, I pray that we would be your hands and your feet. I pray that we would be the completion of your love in this town and in this province and in this nation and everywhere we go, God. God, because you've called us. You've called us to love others. Jesus, you gave us the example of how to do it. And I pray we take that example and live it out. I pray we live that example out. Pray we live that example. And you died on the cross and you said, I love you. I forgive you. I pray we would do that. Father, give us a great week. Allow us to walk and abide in you. Allow us to look to you. Give us opportunities, Father, to have appointments for you, God, so that we can reach the world for you, so we can love this world for you and who you've called us to love. Jesus, give us the strength and the patience. Thank you, Jesus, in your precious and holy name. Amen. Amen. Guys, have a great week. Remember, 1A, 1B, 1A, 1B, 1A, 1B, 1A, 1B. Don't forget it. It needs to be our steps. And if you want to do the two-step dance while you're walking and coming across people, it's slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Slow, slow, quick, quick, slow. Just don't do the hand thing when you're walking by yourself. I don't know if you've ever seen somebody doing the two-step. 1A, 1B, 1A, 1B. Live it out in your life. Love God, love people, love God, love people, love God, love people. Sometimes there's going to be hard times. Sometimes it's going to feel easy. But always remember, love God, love people, love God, love people. It's the most important things we can do in our life. Love God, love people, love God, love people. Have a good week, guys. I love you guys.